Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Galesburg battling Pleasant Valley. The Spartans with a 4-1 record on the season. Galesburg coming in at 7-2. Both teams victorious in their conferences last night. 61-58 was the PV win over Davenport West. And the Silver Streaks defeating Quincy 44-37. Same starting five as we've come to expect from Coach Mike Reynolds' team. Parks, Gibson, Jones, Meeker, and Ross for the Spartans. Noah Bryant, a 6'1 senior. Chase Kipper, a 5'9 junior. Dylan French, a 6' senior. Jeffrey Cardell, a 6'4 junior. And then the leading scorer coming into this game, as Jim mentioned, with the injury to senior Austin Esters. Much of their fortunes will lie on the back of sophomore Will Carius. We had 19 points, 10 rebounds in the win last night over Davenport West. Carius is 6'5", sophomore.
Well, we come into this one hoping for the better showing. Last year, we got pummeled by North Scott, and it wasn't all our fault. We didn't play our best, but they were very talented. They had a couple of collegiate-bound players on that team, and I was told they lost in a very close game in what Iowa calls sub-state. They have a little different format than the regional sectional that we have in Illinois, but so they didn't quite get it done, but they lost to a team, I think, that went on to finish second in the state. So Pleasant Valley, I don't think this outfit going to be as good as North Scott was last year, but still capable. Silver Streaks hoping to show what they can do up here today on the big court at Augustana.
Tyson Parks in the midcourt circle along with Carius, and Galesburg wins the tip. And we are underway. 20th year of the Iowa-Illinois shootout and the 12th year that Galesburg has participated. Gibson on the outside, right side over to Devin Ross. Drives to the free throw line, kicks it over left side to Meeker. Puts the ball on his hip, now dribbles right to the top of the arc. Swing it right side over to Gibson. Works around a Tyson Park screen. Out coming for it, Denzel Jones. Now left side over to Ross. Everybody's touched it on this opening possession for Galesburg. Streaks trying to work things around. Really haven't gotten it inside of 20 feet yet on the dribble. Ross did work his way to the free throw line one time. Now Gibson pulls up at the high post and knocks it down from the left side. Galesburg strikes first, leading 2-0.
You can really see our vantage point here at the end of the court, about twice as high as what we are at John Thiel Gym. So we've got the bird's eye view of this one here tonight.
Into the front court, Pleasant Valley wearing uniforms very much like Quincy's that we saw last night, with stripes and the trim down the side. Here's a left side jumper from the corner. Won't go down for Carius, and Tyson Parks grabs the rebound for Galesburg. 7-2 are the Silver Streaks, 4-1 Pleasant Valley. Gibson drives in, jump stop, again high post where he knocked it down the last time down the court, this time on the run, shoots a little bit too strong. Jeffrey Cardell with the rebound for the Spartans. Galesburg sophomores winners today in the sophomore version of the Iowa-Illinois shootout. They had to go to Pleasant Valley to play that game. Coach Ryan Hart saying the victory puts his team at 4-2 on the season. Grant Gibson gets called for a little hand check foul out on the perimeter. First foul of the game called on either team.
Well, they could have probably gotten Noah Bryant if they were watching him away from the ball. He pushed off on Meeker. Gave him a pretty good shove as he went back underneath the basket trying to free himself. So keep an eye on that.
Turnaround jumper by Carius. Swished it. Just kind of standing there, maybe looking to pass off, and then finally just turn around. A little fadeaway shot. Knocked it down. We're tied at 2, 6:20 to go here in the first quarter. We're just underway. At the Carver Center at Augustana College, here's a pull-up jumper from Meeker. That one won't go down off the high post. Ball batted around among a number of blue jerseys. Finally, Dylan French controls for PV. All three shots for Galesburg have come from the exact same spot on the floor. They've knocked down one. We're tied at 2. We've played 2 minutes. Into the near corner to the right below us, Noah Bryant, guarded by Meeker. Cut off defensively. He'll skip it back out to the outside. Devin Ross playing the man defense there on Chase Kipper. Now right side it goes into the corner to Cardell. He'll pull it back out, skips it up top. And PV still controls. Kipper on the dribble, just 5'9". Works around a screen, found an opening, drives, dishes. Three-pointer on the way by French. Under the basket, air ball, and collected by Bryant. And with a reverse scoop, puts it up and in. And PV takes a 4-2 lead.
Bryant able to get away from Meeker that time, and I'm still keeping an eye on that one. Bryant very physical. Meeker going to have to push back a lot, I think, to keep Bryant from getting to go where he wants.
On the outside, Devin Ross had a big finish in the game last night. Here's Grant Gibson with a turnaround jumper just outside the free throw line. His second basket ties the game at 4. 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter at Augustana College. On the outside, Bryant with it. Guarded by Meeker. Still with the ball. Now starts to dribble to the right. Reverses directions back left. Into the corner it goes to Cardell. Knocks one down. Foot on the line. Two-pointer. Cardell puts the Spartans back on top, 6-4. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL. Galesburg Radio 14 on a questionable night weather-wise as we left Galesburg earlier. Still hadn't seen any indications of the bad weather that's supposed to be coming this way, and we hope it stays that way till we can get back out of here. A lot more snow predicted for this part of our region. A lot more of the freezing precipitation predicted for home base. Galesburg down 6-4. Gibson moving to his left at the free throw line, comes up off the mark on the shot. Carius with the rebound for the Spartans. Four different players have grabbed a rebound here in the early going for Pleasant Valley. Grant Gibson has taken four of Galesburg's five shots. We're halfway through the first quarter at 6-4 PV. Little dump pass down low to Cardell. Turnaround shot up and in over Tyson Parks. It's now 8-4 Spartans.
Pleasant Valley really good at setting picks. They just, it's pretty similar every time. They get it out on the wing and set a double pick, especially for Bryant cutting through. So Meeker's having to go through two walls to try and get back to the other corner. They reverse it around, either take the shot or drop it inside.
Hand check foul called as Ethan Meeker drives in from the right side. Are they going to get French on that one? They do. That's his first foul of the game on Pleasant Valley. Gibson inbounds from the baseline left of the basket. Gets it right back from Ross. Trying to turn around. Pump fake twice from the low blocks. Hits quite twice off the rim. Falls away. Carius with the rebound. Here comes PV into the front court. On the outside, Cardell. No substitutions yet for either team, but Logan Davis will come in for Galesburg to be the first substitution at the next dead ball. Inlet pass to Carius. Guarded by Gibson. Puts the ball on the floor. Working his way to the right. Bank shot off the glass. Won't go. Good block out. And going high for the rebound is Parks. Here comes Galesburg. Down four. Trying to pull a little closer. Ross. Left side Meeker for three. That one's short. We could tell from up here as soon as he let that one go. It didn't have a chance. And the rebound batted into the hands of Bryant for PV.
Yeah, we've kind of picked up where we left off last year. We were miserable on offense a year ago, and so far tonight, taking shots. Well, Meeker had a pretty clean look that time, but for the most part, Pleasant Valley's defense has given us fits.
Bounce pass reverse. Jenzel Jones gets in there, falling out of bounds, saves it behind himself, off the hip, and now Meeker bumped into the front court, drives, dishes out, top of the circle. Gibson for three, and the Streaks are within one. First turnover of the game for either team. Leads to a Galesburg bucket at the other end, and they're down 8-7 with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Kipper into the front court. Still with a dribble. Ross coming out, getting on top of him, and a timeout called by Steve Hillman as Kipper picked up the dribble, really with no plan on what exactly he was going to do with it. Ross got all over him, and before the five-second call was made, Coach Hillman called a 30-second timeout.
Big three by Grant Gibson to get us within one there. And again, that came after the steal. There's just something about when you're, even though it wasn't necessarily I wouldn't call it a transition or fast break basket necessarily, but the court's a little more spread out. PV didn't get really a chance to set up their defense. And Gibson with a nice clean look out high that you're not going to get very often against the defense once it's set up.
Davis comes into the game. Logan Davis giving Tyson Parks a breather. Also had a player for Pleasant Valley ready to check in. And let's see who it is coming out of the huddle. It'll be Carter Milam, a 6'1 sophomore. Got a pretty big frame. He looks bigger than 6'1 to me. That's what he's listed at on the roster. Spartans with the ball. Bryant will inbound for Pleasant Valley. Right in front of Coach Mike Reynolds. And everybody out on the floor ready to go. I'm wondering, this is a media timeout. I wonder if they took advantage. There's lots of TV cameras up here. We saw the game being broadcast, at least internally. I don't know if it's going out over Quad City cable TV systems. And now the teams are going to head back to the benches. So apparently that's what's going on. We got a little extended timeout here for media commercials.
No, this is probably good for Tyson Parks. He was going to sit down here for a minute anyway. As Logan Davis has taken his spot, Tyson was big on the boards here a couple of times in a row, and I think he's just getting a little rest, so this will extend his rest.
True.
So that could work to our benefit here.
In fact, we saw that at the last shootout Galesburg played in down in Champaign. There were media timeouts under the four-minute mark, which is typically how the broadcast games are done, certainly at the state level. You've got a media timeout, just like in college, it's every 4 minutes. NBA, there's media timeout, so that's what's happening up here as well. And, again, Galesburg quick out of the huddle, out on the floor, ready to go. A lot of energy out there, guys, pacing, walking, shifting back and forth.
Going to need some contributions from somebody else other than number 32, though. Right now it's all Grant Gibson. He's got all 7 of our points. And, last night.
6 of our 8 shots.
Right. Well, and last night, I think, again, it was the balance. He was the leading scorer, but what, 14, 15 points?
15, yep.
And Denzel Jones had that flurry of 7 straight points there. You know, Maker gave us a shot or two. And
Ross came up big in the second half.
Yeah, 2 big floaters there in the fourth quarter. And so maybe that'll happen, but so far in the first quarter, nobody else seems to be looking to score outside of Gibson.
Pleasant Valley with the ball coming out of the timeout. Jeffrey Cardell between the circles, back out high to Kipper, guarded by Ross. Bounce pass over to Milam on the wing. Little bounce pass on the inside to Karius. Backs his way up on Gibson. Shot rolls off the rim, batted around, fought for, finally knocked out of bounds as PV couldn't control. It was Karius coming to the weak side, trying to pull down his own miss, and then he couldn't handle it out of bounds. Galesburg gets it back down one with a chance to regain the lead. Silver Streak's only lead in this game was at 2-0. After Gibson scored on the opening possession. We're under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 8-7 Spartans. Gibson backing his way in at the free throw line. Goes right off the glass. Comes up well short. Karius with the rebound for the Spartans. Gibson now has 7 of Galesburg's 9 shot attempts. Down to 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Milam whips it in to Karius on a high-low, skips it back out. Milam drives down the lane past Logan Davis, shot off the back of the rim and drops through. And PB back on top by 3. Ross on the dribble into the front court. Right side, Ethan Meeker works his way up toward the free throw line with a left-hand dribble, gives off to Gibson, passes right side over to Davis. Denzel Jones down low. They keep it on the perimeter instead. This is Ross with it, working his way around the right side of the arc. Gibson puts the ball on the floor, dribbles his way inside the top of the key, still with it. Hands off to Jones on the outside, gives way to Meeker near the top of the circle. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Meeker dumps it off to Gibson, right side over to Ross. Bit of an opening in the lane, but he's cut off at the free throw line. Passes away to Gibson, who now gives way to Jones. There's Denzel down the lane, too strong, over the rim, trying to go glass, I think. And then he altered his shot on the way up, threw it over the rim, and Noah Bryant gets the rebound for PV.
Yeah, good drive to the basket. Yep. Saw the opening, but just way too strong with the shot.
So the Spartans with a chance to build on a 3-point lead, which matches their biggest of the game. Sorry, they had a 4-point lead prior to the timeout. Trying to take their biggest lead of the game as we come down to the end of the first quarter with 15 seconds to go. On the left side, guys looking up at the clock, looking up at the scoreboard over their heads when all they really have to do is just look over the backboard because there's clocks on both ends. Now PV dribbling it off the Kipper, driving down the left side of the lane, dribbled off his foot, kicked it out of bounds. Second turnover by the Spartans, and Galesburg has 6.5 seconds to take the length of the court. They're going to get Bryce Reed back into the game, kid who can knock down some perimeter shots. And Logan Davis sits down. Let's see what Galesburg runs. A little full court pressure by Pleasant Valley. Inbound to Gibson under the PV basket. 3 seconds to go. Gibson bothered at midcourt, then throws it away. First turnover of the game is how Galesburg ends the first quarter, and the streaks trail 10-7 after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home. but not miserable when you get the bill.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Quickly get in the know with local news headlines right from your email inbox with a morning brief from WGIL News. It's free and delivered daily. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Second quarter now underway here at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout. The Spartans of Pleasant Valley High School leading Galesburg 10-7, and PV with the ball to start off quarter number two. French on the outside, bad pass out high, picked off by Ross, driving the other end on a double team and a block as Karius gets down and out to Ethan Meeker for three. That one comes up short, and now Tyson Parks checking back into the game at the quarter break, goes over the back of Karius for the rebound and gets called for a foul.
Missed a good opportunity there.
Sure did.
Ross did everything he could. He was just trying to be as solid as he could, taking that shot up. A good job to block it from the side, but then another clean look for Ethan. He couldn't get it down, and then we get the foul afterward.
Fourth rebound of the game for Will Karius already to go along with the block he had at the other end. Now he's double-teamed out high, dribbles out of it just outside the free throw line, shoots and scores. We can see why he's such a threat for these Spartans.
Yeah, near turnover, and then next thing you know, he's confident enough to just pull right up and drain it.
12-7, Pleasant Valley. Karius with four to go along with his four rebounds. Driving in the lane, Gibson to the basket, scoops it up, gets knocked to the deck on a foul call, and he'll shoot a couple of free throws here. First foul of the game on Carter Milam. Second team foul on Pleasant Valley.
Well, our offense is, for the most part, just degenerated into standing around watching Grant Gibson go to the basket. Sometimes that works, but Pleasant Valley going to double-team him a lot as soon as he makes that spin move and make it pretty tough. But he hits first free throw. He was the only guy we had that could make a free throw last night against Quincy.
Four out of five. The rest of the team is a combined 0 for 6. Makes them both. 12-9. Galesburg pulls within three. We played not quite a minute here in the second quarter. Galesburg putting a little more pressure on the ball. PV does break it. Into the front court it goes to Dylan French to the outside. That's Kyle Dipple who's come into the game. He's got the dribble now. A 5'9 junior works his way to the left over to Jeffrey Cardell. Dribbles just outside the high post. Backs up outside the arc. Passes it away over to his left to French. And they swing it back around the arc, keeping it on the outside. Cardell working against Gibson, giving him a little bit of room to work. Now Dipple has it. Down low it goes. Milam trying to back his way in on Tyson Parks. Tyson doing everything he could, but Milam just working his way to the inside. Turns, shoots, scores, and gets fouled.
Yeah, he's going to be a problem. We meet a team with a very strong post player, not necessarily just tall, but strong. We've had issues. Milam is only listed at 6'1". I don't believe that
no.
for a second.
No, me neither. And finishing off the three-point play, shot rattles through. Caught a lot of rim, but drops through. Milam has five in the game now. PV with its biggest lead of the game at six. It's 15-9. We've played a minute and a half of the second quarter. Jones on the left side. Starts his dribble. Now picks it up. Quickly bouncing it inside to Grant Gibson. Let him too much. Goes out of bounds under the basket. Second turnover on the Streaks. Well, Galesburg never really could get its offense going full force last night against Quincy and struggling again here in this game at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout. High pass to Kyle Dipple in the backcourt. Does a nice job to go up for it. Dishes the pass away left side to Cardell. And Tyson Parks, precarious over the back, deflects the rebound away to himself. Into the front court. Meeker wide open for three. Got it.
There we go. Somebody else had to get in the scoring act, and maybe we can get Meeker warmed up here.
Good to see him knock down that shot wide open. Now Meeker with a pick at midcourt. Takes it away from Dipple on the right side. Scoops it over left to Ross. Lays it up and in.
Beautiful dish by Meeker. Got the steal and the assist.
Pulls Galesburg within one on a quick 5-0 run that all took place in about 20 seconds here. Keyed by a turnover and a miss with the Streaks getting back in transition. We'll take a timeout as well. 5:43 to go first half. It's 15-14. Galesburg down one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. .543 to go in the first half. Galesburg quickly out of the timeout. And Earth's still early on in the second quarter. We're pretty confident this one will not be an extended media timeout. Be a 30-second variety, and the kids will be right back out there.
Yeah, both teams quick to break huddle, and Silver Streaks, since going to this pressure, if they haven't been getting steals, they've been causing some problems for PB to get into the flow of their offense, but now a bad foul by Denzel Jones.
Got it on the inbound, and then right back to Karius after pulling the inbound, and Denzel got over and just guarded a little too closely, got him with the lower body, and that's his first foul, fourth team foul on Galesburg.
Well, this is where when we get Joe Williams back sometime in January, when you can put he, Ross, and Jones on the court in the press at the same time, that'll be pretty tough to handle. So we look forward to Joe returning to the team next month.
Kipper across midcourt, pump fake down low on the low blocks, coming up short, rebound put back Milam, that won't go, and Tyson Parks, a strong rebound in amongst two Pleasant Valley defenders, and a foul over the back on Dylan French will be his second, and the third team foul on Pleasant Valley. They got two pretty good looks at it. Came up short on both of them, and fifth strong rebound by Tyson Parks in this game. Now Galesburg down one on a little 5-0 run, a chance to regain the lead with 5:20 to go in the first half. On the outside, Tyson Parks at the high post, over to Gibson. Briefly had Bryant on his hip. He does not run it in, and now on the outside, Meeker drains another three, and Galesburg regains the lead at 17-15.
Yeah, Meeker using a screen out high there by Parks and had a little time to set himself up, and he's hit two in a row.
8-0 run by Galesburg, 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Mike Reynolds leading the applause and the charge on the sideline, trying to keep his defense energized. Ross guarding Kipper on the outside, backs his way up, now works around the screen. Ross stays with him, reverses directions, back to Karius, misses the three, and another big rebound by Tyson Parks, blocking out Milam. Into the front court, Galesburg. Gibson, free throw line, dumps it off to Parks, and it's up and in.
Yeah, we're starting to look like the team that we've seen most of the first part of this season.
Biggest lead of the game for Galesburg at 19-15, a double team by Gibson and Meeker, and they're going to get Grant on the arm of Noah Bryant, and that'll be the second foul on Gibson. Great assist by Grant on the last trip down the floor as he drew the defense at the free throw line and then quickly dumped it down low to Parks, who was all alone for the lay-in.
Yeah, Parks is always a guy that works hard, but I can't help but think that maybe after Milam abused him down there a time or two going to the basket, it didn't make Tyson shift gears a little bit because he's been extra strong on the boards and on the finish that time.
Streaks need him. Both he and Gibson are both playing with two fouls. Now here's a turnover as Denzel Jones comes flying sideline, gets a hand on the attempted bounce pass, and when he did that, it deflected off Cardell out of bounds, and the Streaks force a turnover. Five turnovers in the game on the Spartans, two for Galesburg, and the Streaks with a four-point lead and the ball now, approaching the midpoint of quarter number two. Jones on the outside passes it over to Meeker in the right corner. Back up top, Gibson around a screen for three. That one rolls off.
Look,
rebound,
nice.
Parks, woo! Lost it on the floor, saves it under the basket into the hands of Karius. Into the front court, Kipper, driving down the right side. Karius slipped a little bit, then regained his footing, and Galesburg could not get over and get a hand in his face, and that was about as easy a shot as he's going to get from the low blocks. 19-17, that snaps the 8-0 Galesburg run. Streaks by two, 3.5 minutes to go first half. Quick pass from Gibson, down low to Parks, banks it up and in on the low blocks. And a timeout, a 30-second timeout called by Coach Mike Reynolds. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight here at Augustana College. And, Jim, I think we're set up for the bad weather.
Yeah, we may not want to take this one back.
Maybe not.
A beautiful Murano, one of their certified used fleet, and pre-owned vehicle is feels like new. It's just really a tight drive, and it's got everything. Not only heated front seats, but heated rear seats,
yeah.
We noticed. And I think just about every option you could want on that thing. Plus, this time of year, these Muranos, anything all-wheel drive in the Nissan fleet really, really pay for themselves because especially going home, I've got a feeling we're going to be very happy that we've got the Murano going home. So thanks a lot to Jeff Klink and all the folks out at Galesburg Nissan for providing that. If you'd like to take a look at the vehicle we're driving, stop by there ahead of Christmas. It'll be there.
Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, approaching the three-minute mark of the second quarter, Streaks of the four-point lead, 21-17. Since falling behind by their biggest deficit at 15-9, they have outscored Pleasant Valley 12-2. Jump stop and a travel called on Will Karius. looked like he had a plan, and then all of a sudden he kind of lost track of what he was going to do. I think when Galesburg surrounded him defensively, ended up with a jump stop travel, sixth turnover on the Spartans.
Took quite a while for them to get their first turnover, but since then they've had some issues. Galesburg again applying more pressure. Mike has gone to that in full and half court, and that's paid off.
Meeker, dump pass into Grant Gibson, and then he didn't get the ball on the floor in time to get called for traveling. That's the third Galesburg turnover, giving it right back to the Spartans. Here at the Iowa-Illinois shootout at Augustana College, the Carver Center. And that's where this event has been taking place since 2001, the year before Galesburg joined. Prior to that, it was always at the Mark of the Quad Cities, now the iWireless Center, but funding was an issue there, so they moved it to this venue, and that's where it's been since. 21-17, Galesburg leading Pleasant Valley by four. The Spartans with a 4-1 record, good team this year. And it's been one of the tighter battles we've seen in the first four and a half games of this shootout this year. Approaching the two-minute mark of the first half. Pleasant Valley keeping the ball on the outside. Kipper with it. Now steps inside the arc. Shoots over Tyson Parks. Parks goes up. Gets a hand on the rebound. Acarius takes it away and banks it in after the offensive rebound.
You can see why Carius is their leading scorer. He real high release on his shot. Seems to be in the right place at the right time. And he, you give him one of those close-in shots, he's going to make it most of the time.
In the lane, Ethan Meeker with a miss. Rebound deflected over to Gibson with a putback and a foul and a chance at a three-point play for Grant. First basket since he scored the first seven for Galesburg. Puts the streaks back on top by four. And the first foul of the game on Noah Bryant. And Galesburg battling hard on the offensive rebounds themselves on that possession. Ethan Meeker got a nice look in the lane, but it was a quick turnaround shot. And Gibson finishes it off with the free throw. He's got five in the quarter, 12 for the game. And the Streaks with their biggest lead now at 24-19. Quickly into the front court. Carius down low. Got Parks behind him, and then it was an easy shot just to bank it up and in. Tyson couldn't take any chances playing with two fouls, and he had to just let him have the shot. Eight in the quarter for Carius, 10 for the game. Three-point Galesburg lead, 90 seconds to play second quarter. Jones on the right side, Meeker on the wing. Dribbles it back out with the left hand. Gives way to Gibson. Trying to draw the defense. Meeker dropping down low. Gibson keeps it on the dribble out high. Trying to work around a Parks screen. Now to the outside, Denzel Jones. Thought about putting it on the floor. Gives way to Meeker instead. Fakes. Drives. Down the lane. Left hand. Rolls off the rim. Parks with the rebound. Trying to fight off a couple of defenders. His shot won't go down. And then Carius up over the back of Meeker. Gets his seventh rebound. Into the front court quickly. Onto the floor, Kipper to the free throw line, dumps it over to the right side wing, up and in by Cardell, and Pleasant Valley's pulled within one.
Jeffrey Cardell.
45 seconds to go here in the first half. Mike Reynolds holding up one finger. Is that the play he wants to run, or is he saying hold for one shot? It's a long time to hold the ball.
Or does he want Ross to shoot since he's wearing number one?
Devin has it now, gets it to the outside to Meeker. Swings the ball down low, works around a Jones screen, now backs up between the circles with 26 seconds to go. Parks comes out high for the pass. Over to Gibson on the left wing. Now Grant's going to back up, eyes the scoreboard or the shot clock. Shot clock is off, but the game clock is above the basket. He continues to dribble down to 11 seconds to go. Now Ross has it in the midcourt circle. Devin goes left. Gives way to Jones on the wing. 5.5 seconds to go. Over to Gibson on the wing. Takes a look at the clock. Skips it out to Meeker for three. Good! And that's how the first half ends, with the Silver Streaks taking a four-point lead, 27-23, on three straight three-pointers made by Ethan Meeker. And the teams head to the locker room with Galesburg on top. When we come back on the halftime show, take a look at the individual scoring, the first half statistics. We'll get a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Nice second quarter by Galesburg, outscoring PV by seven, and they lead by four at the break, 27-23. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Thanks for calling Toyota-thon, Toyota's biggest event of the year. I'm Jan. How can I help?
You can help me find a safe, reliable car.
Well, Toyotas are known for their reliability, and there's a big selection of models with great safety ratings at Toyota-thon.
Oh, okay. Can you make it affordable?
Toyota-thon's been offering amazing year-end savings for 35 years.
Wow, great. Can you help lower my fuel cost?
Mm-hmm. We've got lots of models with great gas mileage.
I have glasses and a terrible cowlick. Is there any way you can make me Look cool?
Well, Toyotathon has fun and stylish Camrys, cool Corollas, and tough rugged Tundras. How's that sound?
Jan?
Yes?
Question.
Yes?
Is there anything you can't do?
What else you got?
Okay, well, let's start with my neighbor. Every time he pulls into the driveway, he...
Celebrating 35 years of amazing deals. Toyotathon is on. Toyota. Let's go places.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technician at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
Okay, guys, we're down to the wire, and if you still haven't bought her that perfect gift, don't worry. If you've waited till the last minute, again, Kohl's Diamond Gallery is here to help. We're staying open tonight till 8 and tomorrow from 11 to 6. We'll help you pick out that special gift that will take her breath away. We'll gift wrap it for you, and we're even going to pay the sales tax. We want to make it easy for you.
I'm confident we have the perfect gift for your special someone. Whether it's the hottest item of the season, a Diamonds in Motion necklace or earrings, or a stunning one-carat diamond, we'll find the gift that'll leave her speechless. Plus, you can give back by shopping at Kohl's Diamond Gallery, because with every purchase made in our store this Christmas season, Lori and I will be donating a toy to a local charity.
Shop Panic Weekend, tonight till 8 and tomorrow from 11 to 6. Let Kohl's Diamond Gallery take the pressure off this holiday season.
Remember, we're gift wrapping and paying the sales tax, and we'll be here all weekend, or until the last guy leaves.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at Augustana College's Carver Center. 20th year of the Iowa-Illinois shootout, and the Silver Streaks lead Pleasant Valley 27-23. Well, you're right, Jim. We're comparing the heights on the roster listed for Pleasant Valley in the program here. Yeah, you're right. They don't have anybody listed at over 6'1".
Yeah, give me a break.
Well, this one is clearly wrong. The one I had earlier had Carius at 6'5", Cardell at 6'4", so that one was a little more honest.
Once again, Milovic. He's got to be at least 6'1".
No, he wasn't listed on the roster I had earlier,
really?
So I was real glad he was listed in the program when we got up here, because there were two extra kids that I didn't know were going to be dressed in uniform tonight.
Well, football rosters always list kids heavy. I guess PV basketball, they just want you to think you're playing a bunch of Smurfs out there.
I suppose so. Well, let's take a look at the first half statistics. Things have gone pretty well for Galesburg since a rather sluggish, unimpressive first quarter. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Yeah, after one quarter, we thought this is going to be a long evening if we were going to play like that all the way through. But that pressure defense picked things up for us in the second quarter, able to get some turnovers, able to get much better looks at the basket. Much better team concept on the offensive end than what we went through in that first quarter. Silver Streaks 43% from the field, 10 out of 23, but that gets bolstered a little bit when you've got the three-pointers from Meeker there as well in the second quarter. For Pleasant Valley, they're 11 of 20 from the field, 55%. Shooting from the perimeter some over in the deep corner, but getting a lot of their shots in a little closer to the basket, especially Carius. Rebounding edge right now to Pleasant Valley, 13-9. If it weren't for Tyson Parks, we wouldn't hardly have a rebound.
That's true.
And the turnover count, I've got Pleasant Valley with 6 here at the break, and the Silver Streaks with just 3, so that's good.
PV 0 for 4 from 3-point range. Galesburg is 4 of 7 from behind the arc, including 3 of 5 shooting by Ethan Meeker from 3-point range. And Galesburg's shot the only... Nope, I take it back. PV did have one free throw in the first half. We're so used to watching Quincy last night not shoot any free throws in the game. I had forgotten PV actually did shoot one in the first half here and made it. Both teams are perfect from the line. Spartans 1 of 1, Galesburg 3 of 3. And only two players have shot a free throw for either club. And Jim mentioned the rebounding situation. 9 for Galesburg, with 7 of those belonging to Tyson Parks. It's 27-23. Galesburg by 4 at the half. When we come back, we'll look at the individual scoring. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. At Augustana in the Iowa-Illinois shootout, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Christmas services remind us of the true miracle of the season.
Trinity Lutheran Church, corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg, is having a Christmas Eve family worship service at 5 and a candlelight communion service at 11, both with musical interludes.
Join Immaculate Heart of Mary on North Broad Street in Galesburg Christmas Eve for a 5 p.m. Mass featuring their children's choir and an 8 p.m. Mass with the adult choir. There will be an 11 a.m. Mass on Christmas Day.
Celebrate with your family at Bethel Baptist Church, corner of Fremont and Academy in Galesburg at 6 and 7:30 p.m. for a creative telling of a Christmas story with music and message.
You're invited to Mass at Sacred Heart in Abingdon Christmas Eve at 4:30. At Corpus Christi on South Prairie in Galesburg at 5:30 with choir or 10 p.m. and Christmas morning at 7 or 9. Or attend St. Pat's on South Academy in Galesburg Christmas Eve at 4 or Christmas morning at 10:30.
First Church of God on Harrison Street in Galesburg will hold traditional candlelight services at 5:30 and 9 on Christmas Eve with caroling around the altar.
And First United Methodist Church on East Broadway in Monmouth will also have two Christmas Eve services at 7 and 11:30. Both are candlelight communion services.
Ho, ho, ho! Rudolph will be retiring before long, so I talked to Jim Boner at Cavanaugh Motors about a newer mode of transportation.
Santa, whether you choose a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck, you'll get a lifetime powertrain warranty that's good at any place you deliver. Cavanaugh's will give it to you at no extra charge.
I'm touched! No one ever gives me presents.
During the big finish.
Jim, can I say it?
Go ahead, Santa.
During the big finish at Cavanaugh Motors in Monmouth, nobody beats our deal. No, nobody.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Craddy Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Craddy. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening for Warren, Henderson, Henry, Hancock, and McDonough counties. Another winter storm warning until 6 a.m. tomorrow for Knox, Sark, Fulton, and Peoria counties. Freezing rain, then a chance of snow and sleet after midnight tonight. Possible accumulation of 2 to 3 inches. Lows getting down around 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, highs of 28. And tomorrow night, cloudy and colder with scattered flurries. Lows getting down around 5. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 28 at WGIL.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play pick a present. Choose two matching numbers and you'll win that present. Details at WGIL.com.
Our halftime coach's interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Let's go down courtside with Jim Lee.
All right, just a second, Steve. You got some pressure defense in the second quarter. Turn this thing around.
Yeah, I mean, when we put the heat on them and got up into them a little bit, we got some turnovers and some runouts there and scored some points and went on a run. They're very good. They're very fundamental. They're solid. We're going to have to beat them. They're not going to beat themselves.
What was your advice in the locker room?
We just got to keep the pressure up. We got to keep running offense, keep the thing moving so we get these good looks that we are. Make sure we get some rebounds, too. We got beat a little bit on the boards, too.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to the coaching staff for joining us here at halftime. Let's quickly run through the individual scoring. Will Carius leads Pleasant Valley with 10. Jeffrey Cardell has 6. Carter Milam off the bench with 5. Noah Bryant has the other 2 points for the Spartans. Chase Kipper, Dylan French. Kyle Dippel have not scored for Pleasant Valley. For Galesburg, Grant Gibson has 12. Ethan Meeker with 9. Tyson Parks has 4 and again 7 of Galesburg's 9 rebounds in the first half, and Devin Ross has a basket for his only 2 points. Logan Davis, Bryce Reed have played briefly, have not scored. Denzel Jones has also not gotten into the scoring book yet for Galesburg. And he comes in averaging better than 10 points a game. Silver Streaks will have the ball to begin the third quarter here, leading by 4, 27-23. It's Ross, Gibson, Parks, Jones, and Meeker. Gibson at the free throw line, shoots and scores. That's how he started the game. That's how we start the second half. And Galesburg takes a 6-point lead. Now it's biggest of the night, now at 29-23. Ross, some pressure on Kipper into the backcourt, who now flies up court past Ross. Quick pass to the left side. Cardell for three. Air balls it, but it hits the bottom of the net and right into the hands of Karius, who rebounds it and puts it back in from the low block. So two quick baskets, one for each team. It's a 4-point Galesburg lead. Here's Meeker driving down the left side with a right hand miss and a put back by Tyson Parks.
So a couple teams were having trouble scoring the first 4 or 5 minutes of this game. Scoring at will now.
Galesburg by 6, 31-25. Dribbling to the high post. Cardell picks up his dribble, reverses back directions, back behind him to Kipper. On the left side, bounce and a kick by Ross out of bounds. And PV will have to inbound it. Noah Bryant, late coming out of the locker room, has now scrambled back to the Pleasant Valley bench. Presumably he's okay now that he's back. Hopefully nothing serious to be concerned about there for the Spartans. Pass out high to Karius, dumps it back on the inside, turnaround by Milam, and I think Parks got a hand on that one, blocked it, rebound out to Grant Gibson, who chases it down, drives all the way down the lane, and a hard foul sends him to the deck, and Grant will get a couple of free throws.
Yeah, hard foul by Milam, but that's the only way he was going to stop Grant blowing down the lane. Somebody didn't pick up Gibson, and he took advantage of that opportunity, and the big guy just came over and clobbered him.
Second foul on Milam, first on either team here in the second half. We play just a little over a minute 15 in quarter number three, and Gibson knocks down the first free throw. He's got 13 points in the game, and Galesburg continues to build on what is its biggest lead of the game so far. It's now 32-25. Second one up and rolls through. Grant thought he'd missed it.
I did too. It was a flat shot to the left side, but it just cradled and circled around inside the basket there. Grant almost crossed the line too fast going to get that rebound.
Double team by Gibson and Meeker on Cardell up the left side right in front of the PV bench. And Meeker knocks it out of bounds on the sideline.
That would have been embarrassing to get called for a violation when you made your free throw trying to go after it. But I was right with him. When he let that go, I thought, well, that's never going in. But somehow he just got it over the rim enough that it got in there.
And just caught enough of the left side that it circled around and stayed in. 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. We're just underway in the second half. Karius steps up to the arc and then good-looking shot, but it only hits the front of the rim. Rebound by Parks again. Gibson drives and lays it in at the other end. They got the outlet in the secondary break.
The tempo definitely to Galesburg's liking now, and our biggest lead of the game at 10.
Quick pass to the right side. PV back and a block, but I think they're going to get Meeker from the backside as Parks came to the front side of Dylan French and made him back up, and then Meeker, I think, got him from the backside. Nope, they're going to call it on Parks. Well, that's not good because that's three on Tyson. Meeker's playing without a foul so far.
And say Tyson got him with a little body. Meeker, when he came across, had his... He actually blocked it kind of sideways, and you could tell it was all ball, so I was going to be shocked if it was on Meeker. So you're right, though, Brad. It would have been better to have been on Meeker from a team standpoint.
First free throw by Dylan French is good. His first point of the game, and the second one misses to the right. Parks pulls down his 10th rebound in the game. Into the front court, Gibson. We've played 2 minutes in the second half. Silver Streaks lead by 9, 35-26. Grant shoots a three. Missed it. Parks again with a rebound. Blocked from behind. Put back is good.
Great hustle by Parks, who set the screen for Gibson. Clear out high and then hustled down inside. Got Gibson's rebound and then got his own rebound after the block. So Parks making it happen there.
It's an 11-point lead. Galesburg keeping the pressure on the ball. Here's a trap just across half court. Bad pass. Stolen away by Meeker. Trying to get the handle on it. Gives way to Gibson, who lays it in. And a timeout called by the Spartans. Galesburg on top by 13 now with 5.5 to play third quarter.
And it'll be a 30, and Ethan Meeker needs to sit out and take a nice well-deserved break. He's got some deceptively quick hands, and he got that in there. Anticipates really well, too, for a sophomore, and he made that break happen. I thought he was going to fumble it a little under the basket, but then he regained control. New Gibson was on the side, kind of felt his teammate coming there, dished it off, and so Meeker did it all there.
Full-time by the Spartans, 5:31 to go, third quarter. It's Galesburg 39, Pleasant Valley 26. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play pick a present. Choose two matching numbers and you'll win that present. Details at WGIL.com.
Coming out of the full timeout, Streaks put the pressure on. A lob pass over high to Cardell, who drives it into the front court. Here comes the trap up the sideline. He passes it away up top to Noah Bryant. Now to the top of the circle, Karius. He draws a double team, passes it away to Kipper in the lane. Shot goes high up and in. Good shot by Chase Kipper. That keeps the Streaks at bay for a bit. 39-28. Galesburg by 11. Hesitation drive. Gibson draws contact. Fade away from the baseline. Gets fouled. I believe that's on Bryant, his second. And Gibson's going to go right back to the line shooting two.
On the other end, Kipper probably doesn't get that shot off except for the circumstances of the game. Tyson Parks, with the three fouls, couldn't go after him. He probably blocks that shot otherwise, but Kipper got it off because of the foul situation. Gibson hits the first free throw. I noticed, too, Bryant guarding Gibson. He's not nearly as physical with Grant. Early on, it's like he was trying to test out the sophomore Meeker. He was really bouncing off. He'd push him around and stuff, or trying to, and he hasn't tried that with Grant. Grant a little bit bigger body, and I've noticed Bryant's toned it down a lot for PV.
41-28, Galesburg by 13, 3 minutes into the second half. PV breaks the press. Galesburg gets some near steals. Now a quick jumper from the right baseline won't go down, and Grant backed away from the rebound rather than going after it. Allowed PV to get a second chance, but they missed that one too. Meeker on the run coming out with a rebound. On the high post, skips it out. Devin Ross at the free throw line. Back out to Denzel Jones, who still hasn't scored in this game. But Galesburg has opened up a 13-point lead with the ball here. Parks on the outside. Over to Ross. Driving in. Draws the defense. Kicks it out to Gibson. Fakes from the corner. Out to Meeker. Inside the free throw line with a right hand up and in.
Meeker doing it all today. He's showing his whole game, going down both sides of the lane, using both hands, making some steals, hitting some shots. After a slow start, he's come on very strong.
Galesburg by 15 now. We've seen some big leads in this Iowa-Illinois shootout, coupled by some Illinois teams. But the Iowa teams have rallied, one for a victory, one not enough for a victory. Let's hope we don't have another big rally here. And there's a foul down low by Devin Ross, guarding Jeffrey Cardell too closely along the low blocks. He reached around for the backside, tried to poke the inlet pass away. That's just the first foul of the game on Ross. Second team foul on Galesburg. We're halfway through the third quarter with the Streaks on top, 43-28.
It's still all been about pressuring the ball, though, to me. It's taken Pleasant Valley completely out of what they like to do.
Nice backdoor cut, lob out high to Karius, and reversing directions, cutting down the right side of the lane was Cardell. Karius found him perfectly in stride on the bounce pass for the lay-in. 43-30. Jones on the outside. Now Meeker with it on the wing. Fakes right, drives left, pulls up from the low block, short arms it. Rebound tipped out from Parks back to Meeker. He'll shoot the three. That one is short, and this time Karius blocks out Parks for the rebound. Into the front court between the legs with the dribble. Kipper trying to go too fast down the lane. Skips it out to Cardell. Now to the left corner, Bryant for three. That one comes up short, and the weak side rebound pops out to Karius for his 11th board of the game. Turns around, shoots, and hits a three-pointer. Nope, they're going to give him a two inside the arc, 43-32.
I was about to say, I thought he kind of forced that one in a hurry, chasing it down in the corner, but when it comes up nothing but net, I guess you don't argue with that if you're Pleasant Valley.
Four straight points by the Spartans to cut the Galesburg lead down to 11, and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds. Full timeout, 3:04 to go in the third quarter. With Galesburg on top, 43-32, you're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. .304 to play here in the third quarter with the Silver Streaks on top. Since Galesburg fell behind its biggest deficit back in the second quarter at 15-9, they have outscored Pleasant Valley. Well, they had outscored them 34-13. But now PV has scored the last couple of trips down the floor. Galesburg still getting some decent looks at the basket. Just didn't convert the last time down on a couple of shots by Ethan Meeker. Still like the way things are going, Jim, especially defensively.
Yeah, you're not going to just continue to probably build on that lead with a still a pretty good Pleasant Valley team. I've been surprised we've been able to spread the gap as much as we have, but we have played exceptionally well here in the second and third quarters, and let's hope that that continues, because if you let up a little bit, these guys are scrappy. They'll be right back knocking on the door again.
That might have been part of the message from Mike Reynolds there in that timeout. Not to get too comfortable with this double-digit lead. Denzel Jones to the free throw line. Good look over to Logan Davis, who throws it up over the basket, and the rebound by Karius, who has 12 boards in the game now. Into the front court, Cardell drives left to the low blocks, and a line drive shot goes through. And here comes PV driving back now, cutting the digit, the deficit under double digits now at 43-34. Gibson out high to Davis. Onto the wing, Meeker. Davis is in for Tyson Parks, who's getting his first breather of the second half. On the outside, Davis. Now Gibson with it. Silver Streaks trying to break the 6-0 run. Gibson with a runner in the lane. Off the mark. Karius with another rebound. He may finish with 20 if he keeps up this pace. Down the left side, Kipper kicks it out to Karius for three, and that one is off the mark.
Just off.
Denzel Jones with a rebound, driving it into the front court. Right down the lane and up with the right hand.
He looked the defender off, and that guy bit it, and Denzel was all alone going down the right side of the lane. That was pretty for the first basket of the night from Jones.
And that came after a big miss on the other end by Karius, who didn't miss by much from three-point range. So it's back to an 11-point lead under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's Denzel's first basket of the game. On the outside, and we got a foul away from the ball.
Call Meeker hooking down low.
That's just the first of the game on Ethan. Third team foul on the Streaks. And into the game comes J.J. Range for the first time tonight for the Silver Streaks. Devin Ross gets a breather.
I can't tell you how nice that basket was from Denzel Jones. It's coming right at us. We're just behind the backboard, and that was a great look off by Jones.
On the inbounds, Karius up high and then bounces right back up for the shot. Too strong, and Gibson did a good block out to get the rebound. Now here's Grant to the free throw line, and a hand check foul called on Noah Bryant, grabbing Gibson on the arm of the drive. That'll be the third on Bryant and the third team foul on PV.
Silver Streaks would love to spot up Meeker again. He hit 3 three-pointers in that third quarter. He's tried one, or in the second quarter. He's tried one here, but it was a little bit off of his rhythm. And now we got another foul. This one's going to go against the Silver Streaks, and it'll be Meeker for an illegal screen.
Yep. Second foul on Ethan. Jim, I got that. It's just the first turnover of the second half on Galesburg. Is that right?
You're right.
Meanwhile, PV has only one also. So despite the Galesburg pressure defense, hasn't really generated turnovers, but it still bothered the Spartans enough. Now they break the full court press. Cardell into the front court. Galesburg going for the trap. He gets it away to Karius, who turns. Now fakes it. Left side into the corner it goes. Driving French under the basket. Gets the shot to creep over the rim and in.
My old coach, the one thing that would get you out of the game in a hurry is if you gave up the baseline. And we've had two players just watched you go baseline that time.
Down to a minute to go, third quarter, Galesburg by 9. J.J. Range to the outside, Denzel Jones. Now right to the hands of Meeker, took his eyes off the pass right in front of Mike Reynolds, and he's sending Devin Ross back into the game quickly on a careless turnover. So Meeker sits down for Ross. Parks will come back in for Galesburg, likely taking over for Logan Davis, and that's who sits down.
I'm sure Pleasant Valley would love to get another bucket or two here just before the fourth quarter. At that point, you got game on. Still a 9-point Galesburg lead. Pleasant Valley had a chance to cut it down to 6 and just missed a 3-pointer. And then that was before Jones came down and made his layup that spread the gap a little bit.
Spinning just across half court. Kipper trying to lose range out there. Now driving down the left side. Gets inside the free throw line. And J.J. reached in. Got him on the arm as he went up for the shot.
Yeah, he got J.J. all turned around and went right down the middle of the lane. J.J. can't afford to let that happen.
Well, unlike Quincy last night, Streaks kind of had some scoring droughts. It gave Quincy opportunities to get back into the game. I don't think Streaks can afford that against this Pleasant Valley outfit here tonight. They will take advantage of some opportunities, although Kipper comes up short on the first free throw. 45-36, Galesburg by 9. That's the fifth team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. First of the game on Range. Kipper to the line for another opportunity here.
Pretty good crowd in here for this one. This is the latest we've played. And of course, the marquee matchups with Moline and Rock Island games coming up right after this. So those folks will be filing in here as well.
Moline will play North Scott. Rock Island will play Bettendorf. At the top of the circle, Tyson Parks, right side over to Gibson. on the wing, driving to the free throw line, kicks it out to Jones. Now reverses directions over to Ross on the opposite side. Devin trying to lose his man out there, gives it away to Jones. Now back up to Gibson with 20 seconds to go, and the Streaks will attempt to hold for the final 54 seconds as we're down to 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Let's hope this quarter ends the way the half did, with Maker burying a three.
Although he's not on the floor right now.
Oh, well.
It's got to be somebody else. Jones gives way to range. Now Gibson, with 2 seconds to go, fires a three and comes up short. That's the end of the third quarter. Galesburg by 8, 45-37. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home.
Ho, ho, holy moly. It's a Christmas celebration going on now at the new Yum Ford in Galesburg.
Merry Christmas. This is Mike and Jean from Yum Ford. During our Christmas celebration, we've discounted our entire selection of budget and certified pre-owned vehicles. Many are good one-owner trades that you can buy for thousands less than new.
Like a 2013 Chevy Impala LT with only 9,600 miles. A great bargain at $18,988. Or a 2010 certified pre-owned Ford Escape comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and you can buy it now for only $19,988.
Plus, the back lot here at Yem Ford is now open with nearly two dozen vehicles priced at $7,900 and under.
You won't have to make a payment until next year. Plus, we'll send you down the road with a free full tank of gas.
You deserve to drive a nicer, newer car for Christmas, and we can make it happen.
Shop our Christmas celebration going on now at the new Yem Ford, West Main at Linwood Road, Galesburg.
The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Pleasant Valley with the ball to start the fourth quarter, with Galesburg leading by 8, but the lead was 15 at 43-28. They've outscored the Streaks 9-2 to cut the deficit in half. Down low, Karius pump fakes and puts it up over Gibson. Missed it, and the weak side rebound. Going to be off Galesburg, apparently, flying in from the weak side. Cardell hit the deck pretty hard, got a hand on the rebound, and then apparently after he deflected it, it went off an unsuspecting Galesburg player, and the Streaks couldn't control it. It's a dead ball board back to PV. On the inbound, they lob it into Karius, trying to post up on Gibson. Pump fake and draws the foul on Gibson. That'll be his third. He went up for the shot, and Grant was right there, and then he kind of brought the ball back just a little bit and then shot it on his way down, and I think that's when Grant got him on the little hesitation. So Karius to the free throw line. First attempt of the game is perfect.
How many is that on Gibson now?
Three.
Okay, so he and Parks both with three. I thought you'd probably have Parks on him maybe with his superior leaping ability, but with the three fouls, you hated to do that.
Misses the second free throw. Rebound batted around, and the Streaks can't control it. It goes to Karius, who drives down the lane. Missed it, and now he's fouled over the back as Parks gets him going for the offensive rebound, and now that's four on Tyson. And the Streaks got very careless after the missed free throw, trying to battle for the rebound.
Yeah, two of our players battling each other and wrapped it up, and the ball trickled away to Karius. So this is an awful first minute of this fourth quarter to pick up the fourth foul on Parks and give Pleasant Valley, what, four shots at the basket now, and now their second trip to the free throw line.
And Galesburg's put PV in the bonus for the rest of the game as well. And he gets the roll on the first free throw. So now the Spartans crawling a little closer. Again, Galesburg had a 15-point lead. They've now been outscored 11-2 to cut the deficit to 6, and now 5 as the second free throw is perfect. 45-40, a three-point trip, as the Streaks defense spent a long time on that end of the floor. On the outside, Meeker back into the game. Top of the circle, right through the hands of Gibson, but he chases it down before it goes into the backcourt. Grant with a left-hand dribble, spins inside the free throw line, comes up short, gets knocked to the deck, rebound Kyle Dipple. Here comes PV with a chance to get a little closer. Driving down the left side, they shovel it back out to Karius, steps to the right, shoots off the front of the rim, and there's Gibson with a rebound. That would have been a big, big basket had he knocked that one down.
Right now, you might as well just clear everybody else off the court and let Gibson and Karius play one-on-one, because that's about the whole story of the offense is on both ends.
Jones on the outside. Now it goes to Ross. He'll work his way back to the top of the arc. Davis back in for Parks, who's on the bench with four fouls. Jones dribbles once to his right, gives way to Meeker. Trying to set a screen, Ethan dribbles back to the left instead. 6:40 to go in the game, streaks by five. Jones driving down the left side, puts a shot up, missed it, but it goes right to Jones down the lane, up and in. Looked like a shot, but then as it turned out, worked as more like an assist. Faking right, they get it to Karius, trying to post up on Gibson on the low blocks. Karius shoots up over him. Grant held his ground, chases down the rebound on the opposite side. French gets to it first, and another chance for PV.
I think as much as anything, they're trying to pick up another foul on Gibson,
yep,
as much as they are getting Karius the shot here.
Karius with it at the top of the circle, still guarded by Grant, dribbles to the left, gives way to Cardell, guarded by Davis. On the outside, Kippel. Now right side driving in, French pump fakes at the high post, kicks it out to Kipper. To the free throw line, spinning on Ross, nearly stolen away by Gibson. But then he allowed Karius to drive to the basket. They look at him. They get the shot out to Cardell instead, and then a foul on the rebound.
Be on us.
Yep. And that one is on Denzel Jones, his second.
We're not getting any kind of rebounding position in there right now. No. In this fourth quarter, we've played less than 3 minutes. They've had five shots to the basket, four offensive rebounds, and it's their third trip to the free throw line. It's a miracle we're still up seven.
And Karius again to the free throw line is now getting very comfortable there. He's made four of five in this quarter alone to go along with his 15 rebounds. And he also has 18 points for the game. Coming off a game of victory last night over Davenport West in which he scored 18 points and had 10 rebounds. So back-to-back double-digit nights. And another free throw. 47-42, Galesburg, an uncomfortable five-point lead with 5:40 to go in the game.
Yeah, we got to get back to using our athleticism here. Pick up the tempo a little bit, set some better screens, get Meeker freed up for a shot, diversify our offense.
Somebody's got to pick up the rebounding slack, too, with Tyson Parks out of the game.
He's got
12 rebounds, and nobody else has really been able to get the job done down low for Galesburg on the boards. Jones on the outside, and we've got a hand check foul called away from the ball, and I think this one will be on Pleasant Valley, their fourth, and the first of the game now on Jeffrey Cardell.
Well, and again, after what we saw last night, it might be to our advantage to not get into the free throw bonus because we were terrible from the line, and we may be better off with our chances from the field here.
Top of the circle, Logan Davis. Now Ethan Meeker with it to the right. Dribbles left. Gives off to Jones. Fake the handoff to Ross. Drives inside the arc. Kicks it back out to Devin. Top of the circle, Davis. Right side, Grant Gibson. Trying to work around a Davis screen who was cutting to the basket. Grant kept it on the outside instead. And now gives way to Meeker. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Ethan drives. Intended pass for Gibson is deflected out of bounds by Pleasant Valley. Bryant got a quick hand in there. Knocked it away. Streaks a inbound right in front of their own bench. Ross will take it out of bounds from the referee. 47-42 Galesburg. Under five to play. Fourth quarter here at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Jones draws a double team, dribbles out of it, around it, outside to Logan Davis for three, off the front of the rim, and the rebound by the Spartans. Jeffrey Cardell pulls down the board, and here comes PV down five. Let's see how quickly they can try to find it to Will Karius on the inside. Kipper hits it. Now left side over to French, dribbling left near his own bench, bounces it out high. It's Bryant who takes the three-pointer. That won't go, and another rebound by the Spartans, chased down by French on the outside. That four offensive rebounds this quarter alone.
Five.
We're approaching the midpoint. The Streaks leading by five. Down the lane, Streaks gave him some room, but then he missed the shot. Jones might have got a deflection.
That's amazing. They're making their little run at the free throw line, but they can't get a field goal down.
Still a five-point lead for Galesburg with the ball. Gibson down the right side of the lane, traveled. Took a jump stop and then took too many steps afterward. Instead of just making the jump stop and the shot, he kept moving.
And Mike's seen enough. He's sending Tyson Parks back in. He'll replace Logan Davis, who didn't do a bad job. But you can tell on both ends of the court how much we miss Tyson Parks. I mean, certainly on the defensive end of the rebounding category, but even on offense, without him in there, we just lose that athleticism, and I think the defense able to push out a little harder on the guards. And so we'll see if maybe Tyson's emergence here at the 3:39 mark doesn't help out.
Still only one basket in the fourth quarter for Galesburg. Shot in down low, and another miss, and another offensive rebound, and now a tie-up between French and Denzel Jones. I think it's going to be the foul on Jones, and he's picked up three. And to the free throw line, Dylan French will go. Another miss in close by Pleasant Valley, and another missed opportunity for Galesburg to clear out for the rebound. Now, consequently, they're shooting free throws.
That one probably was on Tyson. He had just come in the game, but he lost track on that weak side and gave up the rebound. That doesn't happen very often, but he did right there. And that's plagued us here in this fourth quarter. Seems like the only basket we've had is that putback by Jones.
That's it. That's the only one. Second free throw up and in, and they're within three now. Two makes by Dylan French. He's got five in the half, and for the game, it's 47-44. Again, the Streaks led by 15 at 43-28. They've been outscored 16-4. And Jones, a tie-up called on the opposite side as two defenders were there as Denzel picked up his dribble, but on the held ball, Galesburg will keep it.
Fortunate that wasn't a turnover. Yeah. We look clueless out there right now, both ends of the court. After playing so well in that stretch in the third quarter, we're just trying to hang on to this thing, and I don't, maybe we'll still get it done, but long 3 minutes ahead of us.
Ross to the outside, Ethan Meeker. Pleasant Valley's really packed it in on the inside as well. Streaks continued to try to work it inside. Ross on the dribble out high to Denzel Jones. Had Parks flashing into the basket on the right side, but they keep it on the left on the perimeter. Now Tyson out for the pass, right side over to Meeker. On the wing, dribbles left, drives inside to the baseline, lost the ball on his hip, gets a hand on it, it's knocked out of bounds. I think Galesburg touched it last. Ooh, they're going to get it back to the Streaks as Cardell and Meeker got tied up along the baseline, and I'm not so sure Meeker didn't get away with a travel as he tried to pass that ball away, getting caught into the basket. It looked like he got caught on his hip. Now there's a conversation going on the sideline between one of the officials and Mike Reynolds. And Mike's got his hand out there calling for an explanation, or not sure what it is that they're telling him or his kids to do. And now the three referees are having a conference at the free throw line. The official looks back at Mike Reynolds, nods his head. So Mike seems satisfied now with whatever his complaint was. Ross will inbound on the sideline to our right. Gets it into Meeker. Steps, shoots, off the back of the rim, too strong. Rebound out with it. Kipper into the front court. Driving down the left side. Scoops it back to Cardell for three, and it's short. Rebound deflected way up into the air and out to Grant Gibson. On the run in transition, and a foul from the backside on Kipper chasing up with him and just preventing Grant from driving to the basket. That'll be the first foul of the game on Kipper. Five team fouls on Pleasant Valley here in the second half. 2:35 to go in the game.
You got to credit Pleasant Valley the way they've worked their way back into this. Down 15, it looked bleak for them, and their defense has just been outstanding. And we haven't had any answer for what they're doing to us here in the last 7-8 minutes.
On the outside, Ross trying to work around a double team, reverses directions back in a bad pass. Carius read it perfectly, picked it off, and then overthrows Noah Bryant at the other end, and then diving, trying to save it from going out into the basket. Cannot catch up to it, and a break for the Streaks after a bad pass in the front court. Nearly got a transition basket in the back court. That's only their first turnover this quarter, right, Jim?
Yeah, and we've just had two. But baskets are hard to get.
I guess.
He still doesn't have a field goal in the quarter, and the Streaks have just one, and that was on a putback from an air ball. That's pretty bad for both teams.
Quick pass down low and a reach-around foul called on Bryant as he was fronting Gibson, reached around from the backside to go for the steal, and that's the fourth foul of the game on Noah Bryant. Six team fouls on PV. Next one puts Galesburg in the bonus. We've got 2:09 to play in the game with the Streaks leading by three. On the inbound, Gibson to Ross. Dribbles out to Meeker. Faked like he was going to shoot a long three. It goes to Ross instead in the near corner. Double team, skips it over to Denzel, cutting in from the sideline. And
we took a timeout.
Galesburg called a timeout right as Denzel was cutting to the basket.
Because he was going in hard from the left side all alone. That's probably a two. That was an unfortunate timeout. It's a full one.
With 1:58 to go in the game, Silver Streaks leading 47-44. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Crady Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Crady. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us at Crady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Play here at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Galesburg's 15-point lead in the third quarter is down to 3 here with just under 2 minutes to play in the game. Coming out of a full timeout by Galesburg.
You know, sometimes the Silver Streaks, and a lot of it depends on your opposition, but we can look so crisp passing the ball and sharing it around. But, boy, in this, it's just Pleasant Valley's defense has just made this a one-on-one game. We've had very few opportunities to really show what we can do spreading the court.
Tough pass on the inbounds from Grant Gibson and a near steal by Chase Kipper. And instead, he collides with Devin Ross and gets called for his second foul. That puts Galesburg in the bonus now with a minute 57 to go. Devin Ross goes to the free throw line, just under 62% on the season. Well, is this going to be the game we've talked about where the Streaks are going to have to win it at the free throw line? And Ross makes the first one, he gets the second one.
We talked about that on the post game with Mike Reynolds last night. He didn't seem too concerned.
In fact, his comment was, when the time comes and we got to make him down the stretch, we'll make him. Ross makes two. And the Streaks are back on top by 5 now at 49-44. 1:50 to go in the game. Kipper will walk it across midcourt. The Streaks get back into the half-court defense. Bounce pass to the left side over to French. Guarded there by Tyson Parks. And pass through the hands of Bryant, stolen by Meeker. He gets bumped on the way to the basket. And there, finally, the whistle is blown. And unfortunately, Ethan continued to dribble and managed to finish off the basket. But Ethan's going to get a couple, well, at least a one-and-one here after the second Pleasant Valley turnover in the last three possessions. And out of the game, Noah Bryant is just fouled out.
And that was a late whistle. I wondered how he was going to get away with that. And I'm tired. I'm glad he's going to sit down. I'm trying to be kind, but what a whiner. He's been whining the whole game. Every time there's a call, he goes over to the official and tries to make the traveling call for him. And now he's holding his hands up in the air. Well, he clearly bumped Meeker going down the side of the lane. So have a seat, young man, and just play ball next time.
He'll be replaced by Kyle Dipple, a 5'9 junior who was in the game earlier, so they'll lose 4 inches in height. And Meeker will go to the free throw line, shooting 6 of 11 on the season, less than 55%. And this is a 1-1 with the Streaks leading by 5, a minute 39 to go in the game. First one up and short. And the rebound deflected over to Denzel Jones. I think it was Gibson who got a hand in there and kept it loose. And the Streaks are going to get another chance at it. Left side, Jones. Now Ross comes out on the dribble and gives it away to Gibson, who's going to back up near half court. The Streaks want to run some clock here with a minute 25 to go in the game. Now Gibson driving. Karius tried to fake like he was pushed off. Now a pass through the lane. Tough pass down at the knees of Meeker. He picks it up, misses the shot, though, in the lane, and the rebound by Dylan French. So the Streaks miss an opportunity there. Into the front court. Dipple with it. Out of the outside to Kipper, who will back up near midcourt. We're under a minute to go in the game. 49-44, Galesburg with 53 seconds to go. A three by Karius is good, and Pleasant Valley's within two and a timeout. And Mike Reynolds comes out off the bench, firing his fists, upset that the Streaks gave Karius that much of an open look. And that's their first basket of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Karius has got a quick release. So, you know, in defense of the players, I know it's tough, and he's tall. He's got a high release. It's tough to deny that. But it was. He's money. I'll tell you, Karius is a tough player. And to hit that shot, that's all that kept them in the game. If he misses that and we clear the board, we're probably in pretty good shape. But now it's down to a two-point game with 50 seconds to go.
That's their first three-point basket of the game.
And their first, as you said, first field goal of the fourth quarter.
They had missed their previous 10 from behind the arc. That gives Karius 22 points for the game now, including 8 in this quarter, 12 and a half.
Well, I'd have to go back a long way to find where two teams in the fourth quarter each only had one field goal. And that's where we're at here with 50 seconds left.
I'm reminded of a game we played up at Streeter in which I think Galesburg got its first 2 points of the second half on a basket, and every point from that point on was from the free throw line.
About 20 of them or something.
Yeah, yeah. Ended up winning the game up there, but I don't recall whether Streeter scored points from the field or not.
If this is played a little higher level, that game I'm not sure was exactly a battle of titans that night. But
not
we did
that
win
night.
It.
All right. Spartans put on the full court press coming out of their own timeout. Ross on the inbounds to Grant Gibson. Let's see how quickly the Spartans want to steal. And riding Gibson into the front court is Kipper. That'll be his third foul, all in this fourth quarter. And Gibson's going to get a 1-1 at the free throw line with 47 seconds to play. Both teams with 9 team fouls, so they'll both go into the bonus with the next infraction from the opposite side.
Yeah, I hope Grant makes them pay for that. I don't like a riding foul with 47 seconds left in a two-point game. If you want to try and reach in and steal the ball and get called for a foul, creating a turnover, all right, that's worth the risk. But to just ride somebody and really normally a good free throw shooter like Gibson, that's not a very smart play, and Gibson does make them pay hitting the first free throw.
Still a one-possession game, 50-47, Galesburg by 3. 21 in the game for Grant Gibson as he approaches his 1,100th career point. Second free throw off the back of the rim, and the rebound deflected over to Karius. So the Streaks have missed 2 of their last 3 from the line now. With 40 seconds to go, it's Galesburg by 3. On the outside, Dipple. Left side over to French. Down low to Karius, driving into the low blocks. Cut off by Gibson. Throws it into the lane. Intercepted by Jones. Now the ball knocked away from Grant Gibson. And then French reaches in, slaps it out of his hands, and it goes off Gibson's leg out of bounds, and PV will hang on to it.
A lot of scrapping going on in there. The officials probably could call several fouls, but they're going to keep this thing running on time. 28 seconds left. Whoever's got the strongest hands is going to come away with it.
28 seconds to play, as Jim said. 50-47, the Galesburg lead. PV with the ball. Lob on the inbound out high to Karius, and he tries the crossover dribble on Grant. They're going to call Grant for the reach-in, trying to slap it out of Karius' hands, and even that one was a bit of a delayed call, and that's going to send Karius to the line, and Mike Reynolds is frustrated. I don't know if he's frustrated at the call or frustrated at Grant for reaching in and going for the ball like that, because now you're putting one of their best free throw shooters at the line.
Yeah, you know, Grant's probably saying, well, what I got to do? You got mad at me because I gave him a little room, and he shot the 3 over the top of it, and now he comes out on him and picks up the foul. Now they're putting Milam at the line. What's up with that? Milam wasn't the guy out high.
No, and they're showing Grant with 5 fouls. I've only got him with 3. Oh, it's Parks. Parks, so it was away from the ball. It wasn't Grant fouling. All right. So the foul is on Tyson Parks, who's out of the game.
Huh.
And Milam will go to the free throw line shooting 2 here. Well, that changes the level of, that changes the perspective on Mike Reynolds' frustration as Milam misses the first free throw.
So that in the short run, that's a good thing because Milam probably isn't the free throw shooter that Karius is. However, if we end up in an overtime, we don't have Parks, so we better win this thing with 25 seconds left because I don't want to go an extra period without Tyson.
50-47 is the Galesburg lead. Milam's second free throw, just a sophomore, up and in. So it's a two-point game now at 50-48. Back into the game comes French, and Milam sits down. So changing a little defense for offense here with just under 26 seconds to go. Ross on the baseline gets it into Ethan Meeker. Dribbling and bumped in the backcourt by Chase Kipper. That is his fourth foul. We'll walk it to the other end, and now Meeker will shoot 2 as the Streaks are in the double bonus. And if Ethan can knock them both down, that'll get it back to a two-possession game with 23.2 seconds showing on the clock.
Now the very thing we've talked about, and as we said again last night, we did not shoot free throws well against Quincy, but escaped. We need to hit a few down the stretch here.
Meeker's first one is up and rolls through.
Shooter's touch on that one. That got a lot of rim, but rolled around softly and fell through.
First points of the fourth quarter for Ethan Meeker. He has 12 for the game. Second free throw up. In and out.
Here we go.
Rebound by Cardell. Three-point Galesburg lead with 18 seconds to go. And Pleasant Valley calls a timeout. 16.3 seconds to go, and they're going to call a full timeout. So, I'm guessing here, Jim, the strategy is get off a shot with 6 seconds or so to go. So if you miss, you've got enough time to grab the offensive rebound, with the Streak's best rebounder on the bench, out of the game with 5 fouls, and give you a chance maybe to kick one out for one more shot at it if you miss the first one. That's what I'm guessing is going to be the strategy here.
Yeah, although, still, if with 16 seconds, if I'm PV, if Galesburg's guarding the three-point that hard, I'd go ahead and take something down in, even if I just got the 2, and play the foul thing again, because you've still got time to go down the court, have Galesburg shoot free throws, and still have some time left to get a second possession.
True.
I mean, if Galesburg's going to give you 2 points, I would probably take that at this point. So we'll see what kind of options that they draw up in the Pleasant Valley huddle. But, you know, if it gets to where if they hold the ball for 6 or 7 seconds, well, then at that point they've got to be thinking real hard about that three-pointer. So
they've shown an ability to effectively set screens to get guys open. Although the Streaks have shut that down since struggling with it so much in the first quarter. So they go into the backcourt to Kipper on the inbounds, down to 13 seconds to go. He's going to get off to Dipple. They're running a little weave on the outside. It goes into the hands of Karius. Now a long three by Dipple, and that's way off the mark. And the rebound out of bounds. And back to Galesburg with 2.4 seconds to go. And I can't believe that out of everybody who took the shot, it was Kyle Dipple who launched that one. And he was 4 feet behind the arc when he put that one up.
Yeah, and the minute he let that go, you knew that didn't have a chance. It was wide left and short. And so pretty inglorious finish for Pleasant Valley there when they had finally got a chance to tie. And so the Silver Streaks hopefully won't get the inbound pass intercepted here, because if they'd have to foul quickly, if we even get one out of two free throws in the double bonus, we're sitting in great shape right now to hang on to this one.
Well, do you think maybe they'll foul somebody before Galesburg even does get it inbound?
Yeah, very good possibility, because you're going to lose a second at least if we get it inbound.
Right, and it doesn't do them any good to steal the inbound pass unless Galesburg throws it beyond the three-point arc from under PV's own basket.
Sure.
So I would think they almost have to foul here and not let any time run off the clock and hope that Galesburg comes down and misses two free throws.
Yeah, I would think as we line up along the free throw line, that's a good call. So, well, actually, we're going to line up clear back here at half court.
Well, somebody's got to sprint toward
sure.
Devin Ross. And got to get inside that three-point arc on the inbounds pass. Gibson gets held going for the basket, and now he gets pushed down by Dylan French. So French grabbed him after Grant sprinted from half court toward the three-point arc of Pleasant Valley's. And then as soon as Grant caught the ball on the inbound, French just pushed him down to the deck. That's his third foul, and come to the other end, and Grant will shoot two free throws. All he needs is really one to get that two-possession lead back at 51-48 with 1.7 seconds to play. Referee bounces it over to Grant, dribbles it twice, first one up, and off the back of the rim. So the Streaks have now missed 4 of their last 5. Second free throw by Gibson is good. And that ought to be it. 52-48. And a final timeout called by, I believe, Mike Reynolds.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you waste one here. Tell everybody to get out of the way.
Yeah, don't foul. Because nothing they can do can tie this game unless you foul them shooting and making a three-pointer. So it looks like Galesburg will go to 8-2. We'll get Illinois back on the high side of this shootout after Illinois teams won the first two games, victories by Geneseo and Port Byron Riverdale. Then Alleman and UT lost the next two to Davenport Central and Davenport Assumption. And with 1.7 seconds to go here, the Streaks lead Pleasant Valley by 4. The only Spartan in the front court is Jeffrey Cardell. French will roll it toward half court, where Dipple will pick it up, fire a long 3, and that's the end of the game. So the sophomores win earlier today at an elementary school played in Pleasant Valley, and the varsity comes away with a win. A double victory weekend for Galesburg heading into the Christmas tournament down at Taylorville. Galesburg improves to 8-2. Pleasant Valley drops to 4-2. Post-game show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddock Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Never miss the action.
Throws right side. It is intercepted, and there he goes. Zach Wellman on his horse to the 10, to the 5. End zone, touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Sebo with the pick six.
The Bears are all alone in first place and look to stay there when they take on the Eagles.
Hi, this is Jeff Joniak. Pre-game coverage of the Chicago Bears begins at 7:10 tomorrow night on the Laser.
Your home for the Chicago Bears in West Central Illinois is 92.7 FM. The Laser.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Victory is yours at McDonald's with Xbox. Buy any premium McWrap, quarter pounder, or medium fries, and you have a chance to win one of thousands of Xbox One entertainment systems. With millions of prizes, it's easy to come in a customer and leave a legend. There's something for everyone to win at McDonald's.
No purchase necessary. Limit 5 prize claims per person per day. Game ends 12/23 or while supplies last. See official rules at participating McDonald's and onehuntholiday.com. Void where prohibited.
The official WGIL forecast. Winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening for Warren, Henderson, Henry, Hancock, and McDonough counties. Another winter storm warning until 6 a.m. tomorrow for Knox, Stark, Fulton, and Peoria counties. Freezing rain, then a chance of snow and sleet after midnight tonight. Possible accumulation of 2 to 3 inches. Lows getting down around 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow. Highs of 28. And tomorrow night, cloudy and colder with scattered flurries. Lows getting down around 5. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 28 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks got one out here at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. They snapped their two-game losing streak in this event, and they hold off Pleasant Valley 52-48, and I do mean hold them off. After Galesburg had a 43-28 lead, well, just past the midpoint of the third quarter, they got outscored 20-9 the rest of the way. Pleasant Valley pulled within two on a couple of occasions, but Galesburg makes just enough free throws down the stretch for their eighth victory of the season. They will go into the Taylorville Holiday Tournament at 8-2, and one of the favorites at that event. In fact, more likely than anything, it'll be decided on the last game of the tournament down there. At least if what we've seen going into it proves to be true. Galesburg will play Taylorville in the last game of the tournament on December 28th. And for all intents and purposes, we're guessing that might decide that one. So, but important for Galesburg, I think, Jim, to get two victories like they did here, with Quincy being down a little bit. And then coming back with a win over a good Pleasant Valley team, as we were talking about off air during the break here, heading into the postgame. It wasn't a pretty victory by any means, and you kind of walk away. Things were going so well offensively. Things were really clicking for a while, and then it just kind of dragged to a stop toward the end. Streaks, yeah, it felt like did more things to not win the game than to win the game down the stretch, but I still feel like they did enough overall to get a win here, because PV certainly wasn't taking advantage of some of their opportunities in the fourth quarter either.
No, it was really very similar to last night, because we had one flurry in the third quarter of 9 points, and then we just held on to that the rest of the way, and Quincy was not able to take advantage of some opportunities that they had. And then here again in this one, same thing. Not quite the run, but getting up there in that third quarter, and then Pleasant Valley making it a little closer than Quincy did last night. But, you know, a number of these games, I guess we're winning them, but,
right.
You know, I look at the Moline game, the Quincy game, this game. I mean, if we play all three of those teams again later in the season, we better keep getting better, because I'm sure that they will, and they're pretty tough.
Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breathe Up Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, and the coach joins us now, making sure we're ready. And we are. Jim, go ahead. Let's hear what Mike Reynolds has.
All right, well, Mike, bottom line is two wins this weekend. This one kind of lacked polish there at the end, but you got it done.
Yeah, we got tired. I mean, that's, you know, and that is what it is. We've got to be better at the end of the game. If we ought to invite the trap, invite the pressure. And I think, you know, we thought it was over. We played a little bit not to lose instead of to win, and then we got it back. And Meeker got a big steal, and Grant got a big rebound, and that was the game.
Seems like, every game, both the games this weekend, same thing. You have a big push in the third quarter. The Moline game was the same. You guys just seemed to come out of the locker room in the second half strong.
Yeah, I like to say it's my motivational technique, but it was 100 degrees in that locker room, so we got out of there in about 1 minute and just came out here to play. I thought our guys competed. I thought we got a little tired there at the end, maybe the bigger floor. One of these days I'll learn to sub more when we get on a bigger floor, but, you know, I'm not a real fan of that, so that just is what it is.
Well, and it's tough, too, because for as much as Tyson Parks is not a big scorer, not having him out there in foul trouble, you can see where we're hurting on the glass.
Yeah, I mean, they go with it. They felt like about 25 rebounds in a row, but they got a lot, you know, and they got some good athletes, and we had to guard them with our best players. You know, their best players didn't have to guard our best players, so we had to do that in these particular matchups, and sometimes that wears guys out, but I just like the way we competed, and I can see in that third quarter we really shared the ball and moved the ball. And, we ran some clock offensively just trying to get this thing over with.
Was PV's defense, you think it was a lot better in the fourth quarter? Is that what stymied us a little bit?
Well, he switched a lot of our ball screens, and to be real honest, the teams that have done that have been able to slow us up a little bit. And I think we got tired. Do I think their defense was good? Yes. Do I think it's anything better than we've seen at times? But not for sure. I think, you know, we could have executed maybe a little better, and, you know, we had a couple shots. You know, Logan had a shot that he missed that normally he would make, and we had a couple open shots that we missed that normally would make, and if those go in, we aren't even talking about this.
Really a tough competition the last three games. When you get to the Taylorville tournament, not that things are easy, but I would anticipate maybe being able to go a little deeper on your bench over the course of those couple of days.
Well, we'll have to. I mean, playing five games in 3 days is tough, and you know, if Meeker and Grant have to score all the points too, and then, you know, they've had to go their team work. You know, we're going to have to go deeper in the bench. And I think you'll see a good tournament from Denzel and Devin. You know, a day off here tomorrow and come back, get a couple days of practice and a day off. That'll be good for our legs, I think. May not be good for rust, but it'll be good for our legs. And I think once we get moving down there in Taylorville, we should be good. I just told the guys, you know, we're not going down there to win. You know, we're going down there to be the best that we can be. And we've scouted all the competition. We think we got a good shot if we'll come out and play.
All right, 8-2, good start to the season. We'll see you down there. Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you.
As always, our thanks to Mike Reynolds for joining us here in the post game. We'll take a timeout. We'll take a look at the final statistics when we come back. After a 52-48 victory for the Galesburg Silver Streaks over Pleasant Valley here at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technician at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Season's greetings. I'm Jim Lay for WGIL, wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday season from Galesburg Radio 14.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee from the Iowa-Illinois Shootout at Augustana College's Carver Center. Galesburg holds off Pleasant Valley 52-48. As Jim mentioned with head coach Mike Reynolds, Streaks are 8-2 on the season now. Good way to head into the holiday tournament. And not a bad way to hand it into our final statistics as well, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And these numbers looked better earlier on, but still, best statistic of all is on the scoreboard right now. So some of these numbers academic, I guess. But, Jim, they do still tell part of the story, and especially in terms of how Galesburg's once 15-point lead there in the second half got all the way down to 2 a couple of times.
Yeah, a bit of a subpar shooting night for Galesburg. That largely on what happened in the last quarter and a half. We had We had hit 6 of 8 to start the third quarter when we built that lead. And from that point on, we made 2 out of 13. Two of 13. So we finished 18 of 43 for the game, 42%. Pleasant Valley was no bargain either.
They were worse.
They were worse in the fourth quarter, just 1 out of 12. And that was a three-pointer from Carius that was really clutch that kept him close.
The only three-pointer they made all night, oddly enough.
And so from that standpoint, if you're a PV fan, you're pretty at the end of this one, too, especially since they came up on the short end of it. They were 18 to 46. So really the shooting almost identical by the time you wrap it all up here tonight. Rebounds were not identical. We've got to do a better job on the boards. And, you know, we have said Tyson Parks may be the MVP on this team in some respects because
12 rebounds tonight.
Yeah, 12 of our 23.
More than half, yep.
Yeah. And Pleasant Valley had 32 rebounds for the game, and a lot of those coming there, especially in that fourth quarter when Parks was having to sit on the bench with his four fouls.
So Carius had 16, by the way.
16 rebounds.
So he had half of their 32.
Wow, something else. But he's expected to carry all the scoring load over there, too.
That's so right.
He's really got a big job. So definitely some things still to work on for this 8-2 Silver Streaks team, but they're finding ways to scratch out the wins. The turnovers, not bad for either team. Pleasant Valley, 10. Silver Streaks with 8. And those 10 turnovers by PV, though very costly, the Silver Streaks were able to cash in on a number of those, and that was a big difference in the game.
PV, as I mentioned a moment ago, and the only three-pointer they had, that one that Carius mentioned, was their only field goal in the fourth quarter, so they finished 1 of 12 from three-point range. After making 4 of their first 7 from the field, Galesburg didn't make one at all in the second half, finished 4 of 11 from behind the arc. PV was 11 of 15 from the free throw line. Galesburg got one more attempt and one more make, 12 of 16 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Carius led Pleasant Valley in scoring tonight with 22. Jeffrey Cardell was next up, also in double figures with 10. Then you've got Carter Milam with 6, Dylan French with 5, Chase Kipper finished with 3, Noah Bryant had 2, and Kyle Dipple did not score for Pleasant Valley. Grant Gibson led all scorers with 24 tonight, and with those 24 points, he moves into the 1100 club for the Silver Streaks at 1101. So another milestone for Grant Gibson. I'm sure more than anything, he's just happy with the victory tonight. And next up for Grant on the scoring list, he's now 7 behind Jordan Watson for 9th all time. So Gibson with 24, Meeker also in double figures with 12, Tyson Parks at 8 to go along with his 12 rebounds. Devin Ross, Denzel Jones each finished with 4, and nobody, again, no bench points tonight for Galesburg. Logan Davis, Bryce Reed, and J.J. Range all played but did not get into the scoring column for the Silver Streaks. Win it 52-48. Pleasant Valley drops to 4-2. The Streaks are 8-2, and we'll wrap things up after this final timeout on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Craddy. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
52-48, Galesburg beats Pleasant Valley. They snap their own two-game losing streak here in this Iowa-Illinois shootout. Galesburg is now 6-6 all-time in this event since playing in it for the first time back in 2002. And they also put Illinois back on top in this year's shootout, 3-2. Illinois leading the all-time series, having won 10 of the 19. Iowa has won 7 of the 19, so with 2 games remaining, Illinois needs either Moline or Rock Island to win, and they'll win this year's Iowa-Illinois shootout. Our final order of business here is our Day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and
we don't know what to do.
Yeah, I've never had so much trouble finding a player after we won a game, but just the way things went that last quarter.
Yeah, that's plus exactly what it was. Yeah, the way the game went.
Mike Reynolds said we just ran out of gas, and there just wasn't a whole lot to get excited about except the fact that the buzzer finally went off and we still were ahead. So I don't know. I don't know where to go. I mean, we had a putback from Denzel, which was our first field goal of the quarter.
And the only one in the quarter.
And that was off of an air ball by Ross, who might tell you that it was a pass, but it was a shot.
But even then, that was still early on enough in the fourth quarter. I mean, we were relieved to get the basket, don't get me wrong, at the time. But even then, it was only 47-40. We still had a long way to go in the game.
And then where did the free throws by Ross come in? That was a little later.
That put us up by five at 49-44. That was right before Karius hit the three-pointer that got him within two. And Ethan made one of three down the stretch. Grant made one of three down the stretch. And we eke out of here with a four-point win. So, you know, Devin's two free throws got us to 49. And Pleasant Valley scored 48. So maybe those two free throws are just enough.
Well, and over the course of this season, for somebody to actually make two free throws in a row is fairly historic for this club. So I'm okay with Devin for two straight free throws.
Streaks finished 12 of 16 from the free throw line. You know, they hadn't missed going into the fourth quarter. We've been moaning about the free throw shooting. And Galesburg going into the final quarter actually was 7 of 7 for the game, but then they made only 5 of 9 in the fourth quarter. But Devin made both of his. So there's your crunch time player of the game.
All right.
Works for me. All right, Streaks are next back in action at the Taylorville tournament. As we were talking about a little bit ago, and with Coach Mike Reynolds, 5 o'clock game, right? I suddenly misplaced my schedule. We got the 5 o'clock game, right, on the first
night,
day?
Yes.
26?
Yeah, we got the early game because there's no afternoon session.
Against Rochester. And they're really struggling. So that hopefully will be a good way for Galesburg to get that Taylorville tournament started. So we'll have the pregame at 4:40 on December 26th, the day after Christmas. That's coming up on Thursday, a couple of games on Friday, a couple of games on Saturday, and of course the Galesburg girls will be mixed in there as well, as they'll be playing a holiday tournament at Effingham. So in the meantime, Merry Christmas, Jim.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Forward to making the travel plans, hopefully in better weather than what we're getting hit with this week.
Yeah, I just was talking with Rob Strack here, and he said he heard it's pretty tough out there right now. So I was kind of hoping to eat some dinner, but maybe that would be foolish. Maybe we better just go back. I don't know.
No, I don't think it's tough up here right now. I think it's just tough at home.
Back home, okay.
Yeah, because it's been hanging south for so long, it hasn't reached its way up here yet. But nevertheless, whatever you're doing, folks, be careful out there, not only tonight, but on through the rest of the weekend and all the way through the holidays. We wish you a very Merry Christmas, and again, we'll be back with you the day after on Thursday from Taylorville. For Nick Simpson at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Again, the Streaks win it here at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout, 52-48 over Pleasant Valley. Good night from Augustana College.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.